bomb attacks rock Sri Lanka. The clock hands on the steeple of St. Anthony's Shrine were stuck at 8:45 a.m., the exact moment when the first suicide bomber's explosion ripped through the wooden pews as Easter Sunday worshipers were praying. Minutes later, a second suicide blast shattered the Sunday brunch tranquility at the Shangri-La Hotel's Table One restaurant, a favorite of foreign tourists. Within a few hours on Sunday, suicide bombings hit three Catholic churches and three upscale hotels in the Indian Ocean Islands nation of Sri Lanka, still recovering from a quarter-century civil war in which the suicide bomb was pioneered. The death toll in the attacks rose to 290, with about 500 people wounded, a police spokesman, Ruwan Gunasekera, said, although he would not give a breakdown of where the fatalities occurred. The finance minister, Mangala Samarawira, called the attacks a well-coordinated attempt to create murder, mayhem, and anarchy. By day's end, the police said at least 13 people had been arrested in connection with the attacks in the capital, Colombo, and the cities of Nagomba and Batisaloa. Seven of them were seized at a hideout after one suspect blew himself up, killing three officers. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. The police said they believed the bombings were the work of one group, but declined to identify it. At least 36 of the victims were believed to be foreigners, including several Americans. For years, as Sri Lanka has climbed away from war, it has been building a robust tourism industry. The bombings were the deadliest attack on Christians in South Asia in recent memory and punctuated a rising trend of religious-based violence in the region. The St. Anthony's Shrine blast left a scene of broken bodies, billowing black smoke, and splintered wood. It was a river of blood, said N.A. Sumanpala, a shopkeeper near the church who said he had run inside to help. Ash was falling like snow, he said. I saw limbs and heads. They were children, too. The shock of the bombings and the anger they generated was compounded by news that a top police official had alerted security officials 10 days earlier about a threat to churches from a radical Islamist group, National Tawhid Jamaat. It was unclear what precautions, if any, had been taken or whether that group had played any role in the assaults. Sri Lanka's Prime Minister, Ranil Wickremesinghe, pointedly said he and other ministers had not been warned in what appeared to be a sign of the recent frictions within the government hierarchy. We must look into why adequate precautions were not taken, he said at a news conference. For now, he said, the priority is to apprehend the attackers.